Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the weekend and another edition of Housing Information You Can Trust right here on AM 760 with the Inside Outside Guys for the next 2 hours.
You're fully caffeinated today. Good job.
Well,
proud of you, little guy. Come here.
Synthetic caffeine. I like
synthetic caffeine. Is there such a thing?
Well, how do you? I don't know.
I'll bet that's real caffeine in this stuff.
Okay, but everything else is synthetic.
Although your wife mixes it up for you, there could be arsenic. Let me see your fingernails.
Especially lately, you're right, there could be.
What happened to Ken? It's a long story.
Hey, we have a great show set up for you today. We got a couple of our team partners calling in today, a new team partner.
I know.
First, you're going to hear from Tim Percazzi from Pro Home Improvement. You hear a ton about Pro Home Improvement on the Inside Outside Guys over the year. They've been a great team partner and have kept many, many, many of our listeners very happy over the years.
You know, Tim is one of those guys, when you first meet him, he's a very strong personality, very dynamic.
Like
and,
you.
Well.
Don't be speechless.
All right, I'll shut up. But the more you're around him, the more you realize what a good family man and business person he is in terms of caring about his people and his clientele. And it's like you don't see that unless you get to know him and you kind of peel away a few of the layers. So anyway, glad they're still with us. They do a great job for our listeners. They have great product, great warranty, all the things you and I love.
Yes. And we're going to talk to Tim in just a little while. And then at 11 o'clock, we're going to be talking to Mr. Paul Oliveri.
11:30? Or 11?
11:30, I apologize.
Yeah, I thought so.
11:30. Paul Oliveri, who is the chief cook and bottle washer / owner of Lake Point Electric, our new East Side Electrical team partner. We're excited to talk to him. Paul can get right now, if you're looking for standby generators, Lake Point Electric, get them installed now.
Boy, that is so true. The stories you and I are hearing about generators, generator installs and power outages and so on and so forth. We'll have some data on that, probably do an article on that in the next couple of weeks.
It's the season, isn't it?
Get on November, the list.
Once November winds start hitting and some power is lost around, people, that's when we get all the emails for standby generators after there's been a weather event and people are without power.
This week we had some heavy winds for a short duration.
We did.
We also, while we're thinking of it, should mention we're going to be at Window World November 6th.
Yes, we are.
Yep. Mary Sheena. Mary is the mom. Mary is, let's be honest, she's responsible for how good all those people are.
She's the brains of the operation.
She is. She's a sweetheart. But she has organized an event to collect non-perishable items for donation to the food pantry at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in White Lake. And
I know that church well.
This woman, if you get a chance to talk to her, Ken and I did last week, she is so passionate about this, about feeding people that don't have food, you know, putting clothes on people that don't have clothes. I mean, gee, you and I, this is the kind of thing we talk about all the time where if you're going to be charitable, don't travel to Haiti. Do it right here, you know?
There is plenty. I mean,
there is
a lot
so much
need
right here.
Yes, there is.
Our buddy across the hallway in the studio here is involved with those kinds of things locally, and I just have so much respect for that. So we want you to just start putting stuff aside for November 6th when we will be broadcasting live from Window World and collecting all of those and trying to fill a couple trucks.
Yes, that's on Haggerty Road in Commerce.
Yeah.
Yep. And then next weekend, Chuck, we're going to be at the giveaway, Victor's giveaway. He's going to be giving away another roof to a deserving homeowner out there that zero cost to the homeowner.
He does that a lot, and it is so impressive. So that'll be a lot of fun, and you and I are blessed to be a small piece of that kind of stuff.
We are, and we'll be out there at, I think that's the Shelby location for Victor's Roofing.
Yeah, Shelby Township.
Victor's Home Solutions, excuse me, got to get used to that. Yeah, next weekend. But
busy show.
It's going to be a busy show. We have a couple of guests calling in, a couple of team partners. But in the meantime, while you can, get in your questions, 888-654-GUYS, which equals 888-654-4897.
And we were reminded, the folks at Beauchamp Water Treatment Solutions, we love them to death. They do a great job. The neat thing about Jared growing that company is he's done it in a way where they still continue to be customer-centric. They focus on the people they're serving. But long story short, it's interesting that we got this message this week about iron that, you know, up to a pound a year of iron can end up in your appliances. You don't think about that, your faucets. And your kitchen faucet might well be a $500 to $2,000 item by itself,
right?
Not counting the sink or anything else.
Right.
You know, your refrigerator, if it's got water piped into it. But long story short, one part per million iron can put that pound of iron
right
over a year into your appliances and faucets, and it's just crazy. So we want to remind everybody, it's easy, if you know Beauchamp, to keep that mineral, those mineral deposits out of your pipes, out of your appliances.
I tell the story, I grew up on city water. Didn't even know what a softener or a reverse osmosis or any of that stuff was when I was growing up.
Boy, you were sheltered.
I was. Well, you grew up in the country. Okay.
We had septic, we had well.
Yeah, I had no idea what that stuff was. But I do remember when I built the house years ago, saying to myself, cool, I won't have any water bills. I'm going to move out here. I'm on a well. I'm not going to have any water bills. Boy, was I wrong. Because salt is not cheap. And you have to put salt through these systems, because if you don't, you are going to wear down your appliances and your pipes and your whole system prematurely.
And it's actually more economical to buy a better product. We've talked about that with Jared in the past and Beauchamp, and we'll do it some more.
Chuck, we got an email this week from a lady who decided they wanted to hire one of our team partners, and they wanted to actually ask us what we thought of them. Well, let me tell you right now, everybody, if they're on the InsideOutsideGuys.com, and they are a team partner of the Inside Outside Guys, we trust them. Bottom line, we trust them. And this homeowner was asking us about Foundation Solutions 360 because she hired them to do some work. And our response was, we found Foundation Solutions 360 because of their honesty. No other way about it. They came as a team partner. He's not outside guy because of their honesty. That's why they're a wonderful team partner of the Inside Outside Guys.
Happy to be with you. You know, it's funny. Novi is so much fun. Those home shows are so much fun. Being on site is a riot for you and I. But it takes a lot of energy, and we don't get to talk to a lot of our listeners unless they show up at the show. So, you know, today and tomorrow are days for us to take phone calls from our listeners and hopefully help them with their problems.
Boy.
In addition to the – go ahead. You're going to say it.
Just do the emails?
Oh, my goodness.
And let's start off by – sorry, not sorry. How's that? Sorry that some of these are taking us
a couple days,
a little bit longer to answer.
We're doing a good job.
We got behind last week for a few days.
We did.
But we are getting so many emails. And here's what I hate to see. We get those emails, Chuck, because we might not answer them for a couple of days. I've got a burst pipe. I need your help. And then we answer it 2 days later. I know. But it happens.
It happens. Yeah.
We can only do what we can only do because we do have family that we like to spend time with as well.
Well, let's remind people, if you're in that situation, we got plumbers on the website. Use the plumber at the website.
I don't want people not to send us emails.
I love
sending us emails. But to be totally honest about it, Chuck, 20 to 30% of those emails could be avoided with people just scrolling down to our team partners. Because a lot of them are, who do you guys refer? And the people that we are referring are on the list below.
Good point.
That. So that's all. But we're thrilled to have your emails. So what Chuck was saying earlier, to those we weren't able to get the emails, we want to take your phone calls for the rest of the show when we have time. 888-654-GUYS, which equals 888-654-4897. Let's get started with Greg in Shelby. Greg, how you doing, buddy?
Good morning, you guys, Mr. Positive. Hey, real quick, wish me luck. I'm going under the knife October 24th. Reconnecting my colon. A little bit nervous, a little bit scared. Hopefully everything will be all right.
It'll be fine.
I hope so. Real quick, how do you fix the draft on your overhead garage door? We have a draft coming in our overhead garage door, and it's pretty pronounced, and it gets cold in the garage.
Couple questions. Is it an insulated door?
No, it is not an insulated door. It's just a regular metal door. Goes up and down
can
with
the daylight above the door when it's closed from the inside?
Yes. We can see daylight above the door, yes.
Pretty easy fix.
Yeah. When you shut it from the inside and you see anywhere that there's light, sometimes it may be a matter of tightening up some bolts to the track so they go tighter. Sometimes it might be up to some better weather stripping on the bottom or around the edges. That's usually just about it.
There should be a minimum weather strip around that door, sides and top. That's a piece of wood about a quarter by 1 inch, quarter by 1.5 inch, and it's got a rubber gasket sticking out of it that's supposed to abut the door when the door closes.
All one piece.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now,
you can
real
buy...
quick, it's an electric door. Will that affect when it hits the ground? Will it go back up or...
No. No,
because
it's on the sides and
top. My mom
was
concerned about that.
So you buy a second piece and literally put it on top of the first piece. When the door is closed, in the closed position, install that second piece such that the weather strip on it is tight against the door. Not the wood piece, but the weather stripping piece. So when the door closes, it'll shut against the rubber or the fabric.
Easier said than done, my friends. Oh, my God, you guys have been doing it for 80 years. God, I'm not looking forward to it, but I'm going to give it a shot.
Thank you very much,
you guys.
It's really not tough to do at all. Once you go buy the piece that Chuck's talking about at your local big box store, you'll look at it and go, oh, this is easy. It's not tough to do.
You would be surprised. Right? You would be surprised. The only thing that I'm able to do is turn on a light, and that's it, and maybe change the batteries.
Okay. Oh, I have a light complaint.
I'm not mechanical. But love
you
guys.
Neither am I. Neither am I. That's why I'm the outside guy, buddy. Greg, we appreciate your call, my friend.
Thank you.
Take care. All right, bye-bye. Bye. 888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. Taking any of your phone calls. The piece of gasket at the bottom of a garage door. What you can do, if you shut that door and you're still seeing some daylight underneath there, you can remove and replace that gasket at the bottom. What happens is once that gets shut thousands of times, it just starts to push that piece of rubber down. If your slabs in your garage start to move even a little bit, you'll see a void underneath where it touches the concrete. And the reason you don't want that as a homeowner is, especially for this time of year, if you have that, you're going to get critters coming into your garage. They're going to want to keep warm. So if you shut that garage from the inside, take a look at it, turn the lights off on the inside, anywhere you see any daylight coming through, it's not very tough to fix that.
It really isn't. That's one of those that's pretty... Actually, the bottom one is probably the more difficult.
I agree.
Two sides or top.
I agree.
To rectify, but yeah, and that stuff, you can buy that gasketing material. You mentioned the big box stores inexpensively, pre-made.
Were you actually talking about, Greg, to double up on it, keep the original stuff, and then put another one on?
Yeah.
I agree. I think that's a good idea.
It's easy to do, and I don't know if people will be able to picture this, but if you bought the exact same thing that's already on there, but it's got to be pushed a little further in. You'll have what we call a step reveal on the outside that'll actually enhance the appearance.
Right.
It'll look like a nice piece of trim. Can you picture what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely. I dealt with it this week. I dealt with something
there you go.
For a homeowner, yeah.
So, yeah, and you just, again, you don't push the hard wood base against the door, but you push the gasket against the door when it's in the closed position. And the door will just come up against it every time it shuts. And when it opens, it'll be a non-issue.
Yep. Now, that being said, one of the things we also want you to check is where those the rails are that come down on each side of your door. There's usually a 2x4 that's nailed to the drywall behind it. Sometimes that 2x4 may come loose off that wall, and you'll see a little gap once it shuts. It really is as simple as securing that 2x4 close to the wall, whether that's with some twisty nails or a screw. It's not tough to do.
Yeah, I'll tell you, one good thing to have in your handy person box around the house is, of course, a battery-operated drill with a Torx drive, but a box of deck screws. maybe two 1 pound boxes. One of them is maybe an inch and a quarter, inch and a half screws. The other is two and a half inch deck screws, Torx drive. You can find a million purposes for those, can't you?
I got to tell you a story. Do we have time here? No, let's do it after we get back from break.
Well, then let me complain about light bulbs real quick.
Okay, then we'll come back to garage doors, you promise?
Yeah.
Okay.
We got all those free light bulbs last week. Beautiful light bulbs. Great light bulbs. LED. They're the kind I buy. They're literally the same brand that I had just purchased.
Be careful. Right? Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay, so in my rear foyer, we've got a globe light in the ceiling.
Foyer,
thank you. Yeah, it's a foyer in my house. I take the globe down, clean it, take the two old dead bulbs that just died this week. This is the appliance is going to die on you month at my house.
Is it really?
Oh, that's another story. But anyway, I screw two of those new bulbs in. Guess what? I can't put the globe back up. They're half an inch too long. Honest to God, standard socket. I mean, they're the same ones I bought, so it's not like DTE messed up by giving me those. So be prepared for that.
You know, when we get back, let's talk a little bit about what's called designed obsolescence. And I want to talk about a garage door issue I had to deal with this week. We get back from the inside outside, guys. But next 2 weekends from now, we are going to be where, Chuck?
We're going to be a Window World. Yeah. And it's not only a great company in terms of product, process, and people, but they also have a huge charitable heart. And for all those reasons, we like Window World. Having a lot of fun, but it's more fun when you stay in touch with us. So if you've got questions, concerns, comments, we'd love to hear from you. 888-654-GUYS. We're waiting to see the first listener that has had that number tattooed on them.
This is not going to happen.
None of these henna tattoos either, permanent.
I don't have a tattoo. Do you have a tattoo? Either one of us have tattoos, do we?
Yeah, I got 1, 2, 3, 4.
Talking about
from radiation.
Those aren't tattoos.
Yeah, those are tats, pal.
They're inks.
Let me show you. Those are permanent tats. In the right light, I can see them.
You'll be able to walk into a biker bar soon, won't you?
I know. I always tell my kids, yeah, your dad's all tatted up.
Hey, I'm going to tell that garage door story in just a little while after we.
That's a good story.
Talk to our guest who's on the line right now. Listeners know him well. He's been a team partner of the Inside Outside Guys since before the Silverdome got torn down, because that's where we first met this gentleman, Mr. Tim Parkasi from Pro Home Improvement. How you doing, my friend?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We are good. We are good. Hey, how'd the hurricane do? Did the hurricane hurt you much there, pal?
Yeah, we don't want to talk about that. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
it's a disaster down there. The front yard looks absolutely fine, and the backyard looks like a bomb went off. Because my house is in Cape Coral, which is basically where the hurricane hit. So, I am a lot luckier than my neighbors. I didn't get water in my house, and almost everyone on my street did. So, you know, the bright side, at least we didn't get water in there. The bad side, and something for your listeners too. I've never read an insurance policy until right after the hurricane hit, and it really doesn't cover much. So if you have stuff on your home that you want insured, like fences, things like that, you should really look at your policy and get with your agent and get a rider if needed, because all my damage, I'm expecting none of it to be covered.
Wow. Great advice.
That is great advice. You know, I swear to God, we've given that advice over the years probably 50 times, but it is. It's an out of sight, out of mind thing. You know, you don't think about it. And boy, that's a lot to read, you know, that policy. And it's not in a big font, you know, so people don't. So thanks for sharing that. And
you're on our mind and our prayers, Tim. We were thinking about that when it was going through. We knew you had some property down there. So I'm glad everything worked out for you. So let's talk about Pro Home Improvement, which has been a phenomenal team partner of the Inside Outside Guys since 2010. People can go to prohomemi.com to see it themselves. Tim, just take a few seconds and talk about Pro Home Improvement and how you came to be.
Yeah, we started 2006. We started, you know, we were just looking to help out homeowners and have good contractors out there who actually answer the phones and service their products, and you know they're hard to find. So we thought it was important we get a physical location somewhere people can find us. You know, we're not working out of our truck, we're not working out of our house. You know, we have a location there in Ferndale. You can always come see us and call us. You know, we're always there to take care of stuff. So it's been going really well. It's been a busy year. It's been a crazy year. We still haven't fully recovered from COVID yet, as far as the supply chain and things like that, but it's getting back to normal, hopefully.
Now, speaking of COVID, which we wouldn't say that word on this show for a long time, but I think we're past it, so I think it's okay now. There are still some people who are concerned about that, Tim, and during the pandemic, you guys really perfected the virtual estimates. Can you still do that? Can you still give people virtual estimates?
Yeah, if they want one, we can do that. Not too many requests, you know, lately. We're doing the summer months. You know, we can be outside and get your quote for you. So we can do that. We just haven't had much use for it lately. But it is an option.
I just want to make sure, because there are still some people that are still concerned about that.
Yeah, and I'm a big believer that the face-to-face, both from your perspective and the clients, is important. We tell people, ask your consultant when they're out there. Every question you have, express any concerns you've got. Are you guys, will there be a bunch of nails in my grass after you're done doing that roof? You know, whatever it is. And that's hard to do virtually, you know, because people just don't, the back and forth, don't you think?
Oh, for sure. And, you know, we have all the samples with us. We want to bring you our products, show you what we're going to put on your house, let you feel it, see the different color options, you know, things like that. So obviously, you know, in a perfect world, we'd like to come out to your house and show you everything. And, you know, we have highly trained home improvement specialists that can answer all those questions for you. Yeah, no questions too dumb. Ask about nails, things like that. You know, we're going to tell you we use magnets to clean up the yard. We go over and over and over again. But, you know, we're not going to get them all. That's just the way it is. So at least if you know and ask that question, we're going to set the mindset so everybody's on the same page.
Well, you've always had a straightforward approach. Honesty is always the best policy. Yeah. Even if people don't want to hear it, you're going to tell them this is the way it may go. And we've always appreciated that about Pro Home Improvement. But years ago, we started saying something about Pro Home Improvement because of an email we got. Basically, get rid of the house uglies. And I remember the email, the person saying my house was ugly before they called Pro Home Improvement. And they sent us a before and after picture. Matter of fact, you might have sent that to us. And it was absolutely gorgeous.
They fell in love with their house again.
They did.
It was really cool.
And you guys are really experts at getting rid of the house uglies. And siding and roofing, let's talk about that for a minute. How's the siding going? Yeah, are we able to get the product?
Well, we can get it. We're about 2-3 months out on siding installs right now. You know, we're scheduling jobs in January even. The demand for siding is really high. And we tell people all the time, you know, it may be a few months. We got to order the material. We got to get you in the schedule. But we set that expectation with the homeowner when we sell the job. And like I always tell you guys, if you can find somebody to side your house next week, you should run the other way, because we're swamped and we have been for 7, 8, 9 years with siding jobs.
Yeah.
You know, one thing that we kind of glanced over, you were talking about nails in the yard. You know, we're not going to get them all, even though we're going to try hard to do that. What I like is when you do a job for a client, if they have any questions, comments, concerns after the job's complete, they call you. They don't call some weird 800 number. They don't call a third party. They call your company. That's huge.
Oh, yeah. We have project managers in the office and in the field every single day. We're taking those calls. We're addressing concerns. Obviously, for us, service is a big thing, not just, you know, getting the job done and getting your check, but actually taking care of the job and managing it over the years. You know, that's where we take great pride in our work.
Let's talk real quick about the product that you install. You install a CertainTeed roofing product, and you have the top shingle manufacturer certification for those. How does that set you apart from all the other guys?
Well, we're really tight with CertainTeed. We're on the Professional Roofing Council. It's a board that meets and, you know, goes over the roofing industry and where it's heading and what we need and how we can help customers better. So we have a great relationship with CertainTeed. And they're basically the only shingle we ever use. The only time we'll stray from that is if, you know, somebody has a garage they want done and they had, let's say, a GAF shingle on their house. You know, we can do that for them. there's other good products, but I do like CertainTeed the best because of the relationships built there, and I know that they'll stand behind their work just like we will.
I don't know if you can say it any more strongly than that. They will stand behind their work just like you will. So there's a default there for the homeowner. It's kind of like a double backstop, right? They have ProHome standing immediately with them, and then the manufacturer that you have a great relationship standing immediately behind you. That matters.
Yeah, that's exactly right. If we didn't trust the products and the people that we were using and the products we're installing, you know, it'd be much harder to give the guarantees we do.
Tim, it's hard for us to keep them all straight. What is the top certification for CertainTeed? Is it the Master Elite?
Oh, there's so many. I think it's the Master Shingle Applicator, if I remember correctly. I'm in my car. I'm driving home. I got caught in the 696 West mess.
My heart really goes out to you, pal.
The reason I want people to hear that... I'm sorry. The reason I want people to hear that is because it's so important that they have the sense of well-being when they hire you, that not only do they have your guarantee, which you throw that guarantee word around a lot, but they got the warranty from the manufacturer who trusts you to put it on. Not just anybody can get those certifications. You've got to work hard to get those certifications, do you not?
You do, and you have to do continuing training, and all of our shinglers in the field, we actually make them go through that training too. So, you know, everybody knows what CertainTeed expects. They know what we expect, and we try to deliver that for the homeowners.
I love that. My heart goes up when you say you're stuck in traffic. I think at this point in life, that is one of the worst things that can happen to me anymore.
I agree with you.
I really do.
I agree with you. How many times have you gone by an exit and then look in front and you want to get off, go all the way over, but you just can't? Drives me crazy. I know exactly where you're at.
That's exactly what just happened to me. Yeah, the freeway's closed. We're heading home from the Make-A-Wish Ball, which was downtown last night, the annual ball that they have, and that the freeway's closed at Southfield. So if you're near that area, get off now.
The Make-A-Wish Ball, that's your heart. The Make-A-Wish Foundation, that's where Pro Home Improvement's heart is. You guys give a lot to them. Why did you choose them as your charity you wanted to give to?
Well, when we started, you know, a couple years in, I was looking for good charities and ones that we could help out with and to give back to the community and help our area. And, you know, looking through all the different charities, the Make-A-Wish just made the most sense to me. I have little kids, you know, I couldn't imagine what these families have to go through, and we've seen. I'm sorry. Excuse me.
Nope. That was.
No. We're sorry.
We're sorry. Can you stick around, please?
Yeah. No problem.
He's crawling along at 5 miles an hour. He's not going anywhere.
Tim Percassi from Pro Home Improvement. When we get back, buddy, I want to talk about the gutters. I want to talk about siding. And you said you may be a couple months out on siding, but there are people out there that need roofs that can't afford one. I want you to tell them how you can help.
You know, another great company that you and I have just fallen in love with is MacFarland Painting. Whether it's making your kitchen brand new, the inside of your house brand new, or even the outside of your house brand new, we like MacFarland Painting. Ken and Chuck and Tim Porcasse from Pro Home Improvement. You got the house uglies. You need Pro Home. Tim, are you still crawling along and with us?
Yeah, I'm making it.
God bless you.
And they've done that too many times.
Yep.
Tim, before I went to break, I wanted to mention a couple of things. One was your siding. You said you're a couple months out from your siding, but if someone wanted to call you up and get an estimate on roofing, siding, windows, and because they need all those. There's so many houses out there right now
product
that need all these things but cannot afford it. They don't have the money in the bank. Can you tell them how Pro Home Improvement can help them, please?
Yeah, we have multiple financing options. We use four different companies. Our main company is Interbank, and they have wonderful programs. You know, if you have good credit, you can get up to 18 months, same as cash. They have all different kinds of programs now, you know, where they can have a 12-month same as cash, which goes to a 5.99 fixed rate after the 12 months, not some ridiculous balloon rate that they inflate. So there's a lot of different options. that are, that's just one example. I mean, there's 10-year, 5-year, 12-year, you know, you can do the same as cash for up to 18 months and then convert it to a, just a standard loan after that, so you don't take that big hit. Because a lot of the companies, you know, they'll get you into an 18-month same as cash. And what homeowners don't realize is if you don't pay off that full amount within 18 months, the interest goes back to the full amount borrowed, not what you owe. So we always try to educate customers on that, too, so they're not shocked at the end of the same as cash period. But we have multiple companies that have really good options for financing homeowners.
You know, if I'm a homeowner and the money's not there, let's say that I have a job, runs around $25,000 to finance that for 5 years, you're probably talking under $500 a month. That's a lot more affordable for a lot of people than shelling out $25,000 at one time. And people need to realize you want to get them financed. You can get them financed a lot easier, a lot of other places to get them financed because of the relationships you have with these banks, correct?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we have so many different options. I think that's why we can help them out. We've been established for a while, so we're not just counting on one financial company to help out our homeowners. We have many different ones. And, you know, this is at no cost to the homeowners. We don't give you a different price whether you pay cash or whether you use financing. It's just part of the job cost. So if people are going to get roofing, I would say now would be an excellent time to do it. I keep saying on the show when you guys have me on, it's never going to be cheaper than it is right now, I promise you. They're never going to go back down with all these increases we've had.
I think that's great advice, and you know you're going to get more increases, and labor, of course, is going to keep going up. If you give someone a price next month for an install that you're probably not going to do until March or April, how does that pricing work? You give me a price next month, but the job doesn't start for 4 months.
Well, we have customers that will do that this time of year. You know, some of more once we get to, like, January, February, you know, they'll want to delay till the spring, and they'll, like, you know, we'll go to appointment in January and they'll say, we don't want this done till April. Well, the price is the price. When you sign that contract, you know, that's the price you're going to pay. Even if materials go up 50% between now and April, we're not coming back to you and giving you a story about why we need more money. The price is the price. It does not change.
That's
so
awesome.
Even if you're looking to do, you know, siding for next year, I would get the quote right now. We can get the contract signed. We can order your materials. We can have them sitting in our warehouse ready to go. But like I said, these prices just keep going up and up. And as you guys said, the labor keeps going up and up. So once we've had these increases in the past, it's never gone back down, ever.
Tim, we see a lot of very poorly gutter installs. We hear about a lot of very poorly gutter installs. And I don't think a lot of companies that install gutters, or especially the gutter protection, really know what they're doing, to be honest. I've seen such bad jobs. I mean, jobs that actually are worse if they would have just left it off. You see the same thing, I'm sure, right?
Yeah, we fix a lot of jobs. You know, nowadays we use all seamless gutters, so we're going to come right out to your home. We're going to make the gutters custom-made for your home on site. Everything's custom-made on site. We use box miters to keep the water, you know, in on the ends, and we use a great sealant, and then we have a great leaf protection system, which we call ProFlow. It sits real flat on your gutters. You can barely see it. So, you know, it's not tucking under your shingles or anything like that. And a lot of homeowners don't know, too, if you have a gutter protection that tucks under your shingle manufacturer could void that warranty. So, you know, we're not playing around with anything like that. Just like you guys were talking about that weather stripping earlier on a garage door, that's the same exact thing our gutter protection has on the back of it. It has a little half-inch weather stripping that sits against tight against the fascia so nothing can get in there.
Wow, you really do listen.
God bless you. That, you know what?
Hey,
that's funny.
I was stuck in traffic.
Oh, gee, thanks. Thanks, bud. So we're the best you can do there, right?
He had no choice. He was a captive audience.
The phone number, 248-556-5839. The website is prohomi.com. You can also find him at theinsideoutsideguys.com. Tim, we don't even have to ask you to keep taking care of our listeners because we know you will. So we'll thank you for all that you have taken care of, and we know you'll keep up the good work. Thanks for all your help with Pro Home Improvement.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
Thanks, Tim. Be safe out there.
Take care, Tim.
The highways are scary, aren't they?
They are. You know, the
good
weekends,
people.
You and I are pretty lucky most of the time on the weekends. We don't have to do a lot of driving. We can come to the studio. It takes us each 10 minutes. And the weekends is when I don't want to drive. I don't want to be on those roads. If I get stuck in a traffic jam on a Saturday, that's just the worst.
You're baiting me. Ken is dangling a lure and a hook right in front of my
lip. Like, you have any place to go, you know? Like, you're in a hurry to get anywhere nowadays, right?
I spent so many years on the roads always that I've gotten to the point, and Ken knows this, where I just can't stand to drive in stop traffic anymore. I'd rather have to – if I can keep moving and go an additional hour, but I'm still moving, I'm good with that.
I've taken so many back ways through back roads and subdivisions just to avoid those traffic jams, and I'm with you. We get back from break. We're going to be taking your phone calls at 888-654-GUYS, which equals 888-654-4897. Next weekend, the guys are going to be at Victor's Home Solutions job site in Shelby Township as they give away another free roof. Another way to say it. To a needy homeowner.
Victor, if you're listening, I hope I'm not putting you on the spot if you're stuck in traffic somewhere. But he usually brings some good food in, too.
Oh, he does. So, that's the reason you go.
I'm going hungry. That's what.
Okay. Cold weather's here. All the windows are shut. Only air you're breathing is the air inside of your house. And you want to make sure that's the cleanest it can possibly be. One way to do that is by calling Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning and Insulation. Get your ducts clean, get them sanitized, and get them sealed. And the company, once again, we refer for that. Is Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning and Insulation.
Welcome back, everybody. Appreciate the opportunity to speak with you today. I want to remind you the phone lines are open here at 888-654-4897. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we're going to be talking to a new team partner that we're excited about. But you had a story, and you've been whining like a baby almost 45 minutes because I didn't get to tell my story.
Stop it. Stop
Here's a story. But it was a good one, believe it or not.
You
mentioned... One of the rare times you have a good story. Love you, man.
You know, I'm going to ask my son to beat you up.
Gee, that'd be hard.
Yeah, right.
Like 5 seconds. My only rule is he's got to pick me up off the floor when he's done.
And don't hurt the moneymaker, not the face.
Gosh, don't destroy this beautiful face.
Anyway, you mentioned earlier about having the right tools. We're talking about garage doors and everything. So I'll tell the story. People know that I love the
great segue.
I'm a big hunter, and I was down just recently at the Ohio property that we hunt in southern Ohio. And trust me, I'd rather hunt Michigan if they had the deer they had in Ohio. But I had my alarm set for 5:30 to wake up, and my phone goes off at 5:28. Of course, I wake up and.
It's always scary because it is. It's never good news.
It's never good news. And it's the landowner. They're great friends of ours. Great friends of ours. Ken, are you out in the woods yet? Like, no, I'm about to be. I have a problem. Okay, what's up? Well, the homeowner backed out of her garage. And somehow when she was backing out, she must have hit the button for the garage door to go down.
Somehow.
Hey. She lives in Ohio, so she can't hear this.
Bless her
okay?
heart, yeah.
Southern Ohio. Bless her heart, awesome. But she says, can you come over and take care of it? Because she had to be at work, and she didn't want it open all day long. And I said, absolutely.
It's actually flattering in a backdoor sort of way when someone knows they can count on you to take care of
this
their
This is the second
trouble.
Time in 2 years when they had an issue, and they were able to call me because I was there. And I just love being there for them. I love being a blessing to them. It's they do so much for us. For their property is unbelievable. You see the deer it's on the property. Oh. So, hey, whatever they want, they get. So I go over to her house, and it's still dark out. And she backed up into this garage door, bent it in half, but actually pushed one side. Everyone knows where the wheels are in the tracks on the garage door. Took that out of the track and pushed it to the outside of the garage. So the one side was still in the track. The other side was outside. So I just take a second like I always do and look at it, and how am I going to do this? So my thought is I'll pry that wheel back in, then push the whole thing back. Well, the second I tried that, you know, the trim bent a little bit, so I stopped. Wow, I actually have a set of screwdriver heads and my drill on me. And I look up at the wheel, and it was a matter of taking two screws out with a hex head. I had it. I zipped them out, put them, you know, was able to push it right back, took the garage door off of power and put it on manual.
Disabled the opener.
Yep, and was able to pull it right down and take care of for the day. Obviously, they're going to have to get a whole new garage door. But I really enjoy being there for the people. And there are always ways. The manual, we talked about that earlier. There are a lot of people that don't know what that is. And I don't think they have them on newer garage doors. They may be different. But if you have that string hanging down from your engine there, the motor of the garage door opener, if you literally just pull that down a little bit, that disables the motor. You can lift up your garage door without that motor, and that's what I wound up doing there. It's not tough to do.
Yeah, as the door goes up, there's a glide attached to the top panel of the door in the middle that would normally be connected to the chain or belt drive.
Right.
And pulling that red-handled emergency rope will disable that, disconnect it, so you can manually operate it. And we had a listener question on this a week ago. If that door is properly adjusted, and it should be,
mm-hmm.
anybody can raise that door and lower it.
By hand, you mean?
Yeah, by hand.
Absolutely.
The way the spring systems are set up, if they're properly adjusted, the springs do the work. Even pulling it down, when you're effectively winding the spring, the weight of the door should do 90% of that work. So if you find that you've disabled the opener and you cannot close the door, you're just not strong enough, then your door's out of adjustment, and you need a professional in there to adjust it.
Or it is on the motor, and you're lifting it, and it's struggling to lift or struggling to close.
Sure.
It's out of adjustment. And if you don't get that maintained, it's going to lower the life expectancy of the door.
Oh, there'll be issues.
There will be issues. And a lot of times, it's not expensive to maintain. It may be just you need to put a little WD-40 in a certain few spots, but you may need to get a garage door expert out there. It's a lot expensive, lot less expensive to do it at that time than it is.
You know, every town has that person, and you and I have several references that we gladly give out that does that kind of work, and it's not expensive to have someone come out and do some maintenance, minor adjustments before you have a problem.
Right.
You know,
right.
If it costs you $150, that to me, that's insurance. It's money well spent. You might do it every 3 years. Yeah.
Right. Hey, let's go to the phones. 888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. Let's talk to Deanne in Ortonville. Did I say that right?
You were close. It's like Jeannie, but with a D.
Deanie. Okay. How you doing today?
I'm good. I've called you guys many times. You're my new 911. That was a great story. In fact, I have done that when we lost power. Of course, you know, that happens in Ortonville all the time, and I've gotten up on a ladder and on the car, actually, and pulled that cord. Boy.
On the car.
I lived in Ortonville for years. I get it. Power goes out.
So if you see a car with footprints on the hood, it's hers.
Right.
It's Deanie.
That's right. I have a question. I'm trying to kind of spool up for winter, and we have a boiler, natural gas boiler, and I need somebody to come out and check it and make sure everything's good on it. And I don't know of anyone, and I know you guys do.
Well, we have a couple of great team partners. I believe they'd probably go out to
Hartford Ratliff if they wouldn't go out there, but Goyette would certainly go out there.
Yes, they would.
Yeah. Do you have a pen handy?
Yes, I have. I'm ready.
So the boiler, any sense of, is it an older unit? Do you have the old radiators?
The old radiator? No. Mm-mm. No, it's no.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I don't know how old it is. I really don't. My husband had a stroke, and he took care of all of that, and so I'm just kind of behind the eight ball on all of this. I don't know how old it is. But.
Well, just north of you is Goyette Mechanical, and they're out of Flint. They're a good company. If you can give them a call at 810-743-6883. And tell them the guy sent you, okay?
Okay, can I ask you one more question? I hear the music. It's real quick.
Do you mind waiting? Can you wait over the break?
No, I don't mind. Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Thanks, Deanie.
Thanks, Deanie.
Hey, we want to remind people, Ken mentioned it earlier with garage doors that have gaps in them, but little mice, little bats, little critters are going to be crawling into your house because it's nice and cozy in there after you turn the furnace on. But we have a solution.
We do, and that solution is Rove Pest Control.
Welcome back, everybody. Do appreciate you being with us. I think we have Deanie on the line from Ortonville that had a second question for you, Ken.
Well, maybe for you too, Chuck. We do. Deanie, are you still there?
Yes, I am. It's an easy one. I have a wood, heavy wood front door, and I have a metal door in the back going into the garage. And the rubber underneath is pretty chewed up, and I remember somebody telling me that if you can see light underneath, then it's time to change it. So my question is, do they have to take, probably a stupid question, but do you have to take the whole door off to put on the
new
fitting?
That's the easiest way to do it. Somebody that knows what they're doing. Those doors don't weigh a lot. They're filled full of open cell foam, and they're just a metal skin.
She said it was a wood door,
okay.
Didn't he?
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's a heavy wood door on the front.
Oh,
yeah,
forgive
me.
Okay. Yeah, that one's
going to
be tough.
That's okay. The metal, the one in the metal. Okay.
Never mind.
Okay.
But a wood door, any door, to do it right, you got to take it off. Have the sawhorses right there so you can take it off and set it right on the sawhorses. And once you do that, It's a matter of minutes.
She may not be able to handle that. I mean,
no, not by herself.
And I don't mean that as a gender thing. I know a lot of men.
No, I'm 77, so you know, I'd rather not do it. I probably could. My husband trained me well.
Oh, I love it. They are. They're just very heavy. They're surprisingly heavy, even an interior wood solid core door. But having said that. Yeah, you want to take them off to access that, but they're easy to replace once the door is off and on a pair of horses, like Ken said. It really is. It'll take you longer to rehang the door.
Right.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Are all the rubber stripping the same? Is one heavier duty or all the same?
Here's the thing. When you take that door off, you want to, if you can, you want to find out either through investigation by, you know, laying down on the floor or something, looking up what you've got there so you can buy two or three of them for each door that look like they mimic what you've got. You might have adjustable thresholds on those doors as well. So you should look. When you open the door and look down at that wood strip that the door actually lays on top of when the door is closed, are there screws right there? Because what that allows you to do is raise or lower that piece of wood by either screwing the screws in or backing them out. It will raise or lower that board to shut against your weather strip.
That's a good point, because then if they raise it up a quarter inch, that could take care of that air gap she sees.
Yeah, if the weather strip is still good, then raising that strip up an eighth of an inch might solve your problem.
Okay. Yeah, it's on a probably an inch wood strip, and with screws. And then from that going out toward the porch is brass plating, you know. But we have the wood strip.
Yep, okay. I would look at that. And actually, it's a good time of year to put some boiled linseed oil on that wood strip and just stay off it for a day. That'll help preserve that strip and protect it.
Okay.
So what you do is when you take a screwdriver, go to one end of that strip and take a screwdriver, and you'll literally see that strip just slowly raise itself. And then, you know, obviously do them all the same. If you turn one 10 turns, do the other one's 10 turns. It should raise it up a little bit, and that could take away that daylight you're looking at.
That gap? Okay. Well, that's interesting. I learned something new. Okay.
That's what we're here for.
Okay. Thanks a lot, guys.
Deanie,
have a good
anytime,
day.
Let us know. Thank you. Bye-bye.
888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. I learned something new this week, Chuck, just like Deanie just learned something new.
This ought to be good.
We have, no, it is good. It is good. We have a lot of listeners in the Great White North. When I say that, I mean just north of the Detroit River in Ontario. A lot of listeners. And it is my understanding that underlayment is not code in the Ontario when doing a roof. Roofers can just put straight shingles on the wood decking in Ontario.
I'm really surprised because the Canadian government historically has issued more restrictive building codes than even we did here. I mean, you even hear in the code councils, you know, when they're trying to modify the code and make it more restrictive, you know. In Europe, in Canada, they do blank. You know, it's like, who cares? Truly, I mean, this country is a far better success story than any of those other ones. So why they should be mimicking us, not well, we them.
We have a lot of listeners in Ontario.
Yeah,
and everything I've read tells me that underlayment is not code in area.
Could be
any roofers out there that might be hearing us in that area. Give us a call. Let us know if what we read, what I read, is true. They say that Ontario builders only have a 2-year warranty on a new house. I would like to know. I need to do a little more investigation.
There's no warranty at all required
on a house in Ontario.
See, in Michigan.
In Michigan, exactly. We have the 18-month right to complain, but that's about it, right?
Yeah, that truly is it, unless someone gives you a written warranty.
And here's the thing. I can't understand. If I'm a roofer in Ontario, why would you want to take a chance? I mean, here's what that underlayment is. It's a second roof. It's an emergency stopgap.
Well, especially at the eaves.
Right.
Especially at the eaves.
And how much of the cost of a new roof does that add? Maybe 5%? Maybe?
Yeah, I mean, that is a pricey product. It is labor intensive, and it depends on how many rows you put on, you know, the type of the house. But, I mean, even 40 years ago, we were using tar paper.
Right.
As a backstop, as a secondary watershed, if you will. I can't conceive doing a roof without having some.
And what would you say to a roofer that says, I've been doing this for 50 years, just the way we've always done it? Come on, what are you going to say? What are you going to say?
I'd say you've got 1 year of experience repeated 50 times.
Amen. Amen. You've been doing it wrong for 50 years. Yep, I thought that was it. Here's a company that's been doing it right for decades. Decades. They are so in tune with the new technologies out there that can help a homeowner. Take a look at what their new design will be for a beautiful new kitchen, bathroom, you name it. If you're thinking of a new kitchen or bathroom, you want to go over to Van Dyke Road between 16 and 17 Mile Road and check out Kopke Remodeling's showroom there. It's absolutely beautiful. If you're thinking of a new kitchen or bathroom, you should be thinking Kopke Remodeling and Design.
Welcome back, everybody. Do appreciate you being with us. The phone lines are going to be open in a few minutes again, and they'll be open tomorrow from 10 to 12. I want to remind everybody, in 2 weeks, October 6th, Ken and I will be live at Window World, and we're going to be helping, hopefully, Window World, the staff there, the Sheena family, to collect non-perishable food items, toiletries, paper products, yada, yada, to be distributed to needy people through St. Patrick's Catholic Church in White Lake and the Open Door Outreach. So we'll be talking more about that, but actually hope to see you there, right?
'Tis the season to give.
It is.
Start giving. All right. Hey, with us right now is Paul Oliveri, and Paul is the owner of Lake Point Electric that started in business in 1998. I have a whole list of services that Lake Point Electric performs right in front of me, but I'm going to let the man himself talk about this. Paul, my friend, how you doing?
I'm doing great today.
Good. Paul Oliveri, and you and your wife are a tag team. You both work there at the office there, and you guys really are a great team in business. Tell people about Lake Point Electric and the family atmosphere you have over there.
Well, Lake Point Electric is a family business. We started in 1998. We started with basically just two guys in a truck, and we grew to the company that we are today. It's been a family business, and we've worked for many, many people. We've worked for builders, commercial contractors, as well as homeowners. And it's been a great run so far, and hope to keep it going.
Well, we hope to help with that.
Exactly. So what kind of services does Lake Point provide to our listeners?
Anything you need in your home in regards to electrical. We can do everything as small as just basic troubleshooting and repairs. We can add the lighting, fans, power to your car chargers now. That's another really big thing that we're doing currently, as well as home automatic standby generators. And that has been a really big part of our business as of the last couple years.
Paul, talk to the people out there. You know, a lot of people, they have an issue with something. They call a professional out there. But there are just a ton of people out there that don't know what the word maintenance is. And if someone hasn't had an electrician in their house to take a look at their house for the last 25, 30 years, what are some of the things that Lake Point Electric would go in and look at and make sure are safe for the homeowners?
Well, when anybody calls us and we're out doing any type of repair, so let's say somebody calls us up and says, I've got some power, a couple outlets that are out, you know, in my kitchen, and this happens all the time. Typically, it's like, you know, a bad GFI or a loose connection. But when the guys go into the panels, we train all of our electricians to go down, and when they go into the panel to tighten neutrals, tighten the wires on the breakers, and just check to see if there's anything there that may cause them, you know, future problems. Surprisingly, electrical in your house is basically a big loop of multiple connections going in and out of your plugs and wire nuts and everything. And over time, things come loose, and that's where people start getting flashing lights and tripping breakers and things like that. So, you know, there's a lot to look at when you go on a service call for a customer.
Can breakers and switches get old and outdated and need replacement?
I mean, there's homes we go into that were built in the 40s, and in some cases, some of the old switches are still there, and they work. Just the connection comes loose. It just depends. As a matter of fact, probably the connections that were made back in the 40s, you know, with copper wire on some of those switches are probably better than the connections that go into the switches today, because they're stabbed in. And sometimes people have more problems with those than the old, you know, when there was a time when you had to turn that wire around that screw and tighten it the proper way. So, but over time, things do come loose, things get hot, you know, and devices do go bad, and that's what we're there for.
Now, Paul, I'm looking at a long list of the services Lake Point Electric provides here. I see one here that is ceiling fans. And Chuck and I are always telling people, almost every room in the house could use a ceiling fan for one point or another to move air for no other point. Do you find yourself putting a lot of ceiling fans in, or at least working on the ceiling fans? And is that something you guys do a lot of?
Yes. Ceiling fans are like an artistic piece of jewelry in a house these days.
Good point.
These people are calling for us to replace or add ceiling fans, but they're not the ceiling fans of the 80s and 90s. These things are like chandeliers. They're combination chandeliers and fans. Fanimation makes some unbelievable artwork in fans. And it's not just for moving air, but I mean, these things are sharp, and they're fans that are 3-blade up to, oh man, I think we have like 12-blade fans we've installed. Integrated lighting, fan blades that come out of the fan when it turns on and then retract back into the fan. So there are a lot of things, a lot of reasons why people want fans, not just to move air anymore. These things are really sharp, and we're getting a lot of calls for that as well.
They're important. Ceiling fans are important to have in houses. And 12-blade fan, my goodness, can't even imagine that.
Oh, yeah.
So let's talk. Is it fair to say that generators, residential generators, are kind of your sweet spot, your bread and butter?
No, I would say that generators are a big part of our business, and we're growing into it every year. But we do a lot of other services for homes. But we are a diamond dealer, and we handle anything and everything you need in regards to a residential generator, automatic home standby generator for your home. So, you know, anybody needs to kind of, you know, in regards to a home service, generators are definitely one of them, as well as everything else that we do.
I like that. You had mentioned electric car chargers, which is hard for me to even say. But having said it, people don't realize if you're going to have a halfway decent level two or level three charger, you may need a service upgrade. And certainly if you're having a standby generator installed, it's going to have to be bigger than they probably anticipated. Yes?
Yeah. Well, here's the problem. So a lot of people that live, let's pick a city like St. Clair Shores. A lot of those homes were built, you know, in the 40s, 50s, 60s. And even people had probably gotten service changes in the last 15, 20 years and just upgraded their, or I'm sorry, just changed their service from, let's say, a 60-amp service to a 100-amp service, which is the minimum by code you can have. Here's the problem. A Tesla charger or a Ford charger that I can remember seeing lately, the high-power chargers or fast chargers are taking about 70 amps, 240 volt. Well, their panels are only 100 amps. So once you derate that, you're pretty much taking most of the power you have to your main breaker and sending it to your car charger if you're trying to get a charge, let's say, in 3 or 4 hours. So we're finding we're having to go to homes, smaller homes, and upgrade the services to typically now like 200 amp overhead services, or people are switching to 200 amp underground services. So that is an issue. And then when it comes to sizing the generator, you know, we're putting in a lot of 20 and 26 kilowatt generators because people are very concerned that if they lose power, that generator has to give them at least that 60 or 70 amp service to their car charger, as well as run their furnace and their lights and everything else they have. So it is very important to size these things, these services correctly, especially with car chargers.
Now, there's when you talk generator, there are sizes as far as the power they put out, and then there's a size of the actual unit. And the larger put out units are actually getting smaller. Technologies are allowing these machines actually to get smaller, are they not?
Yeah, they're giving out more power. You know, Briggs & Stratton is one of the brands that we install primarily, and that generator, every year they come out with a way to make it a little bit more powerful, a little bit quieter. They stage the engine, so the engine doesn't run at full speed when it's running tests. But yeah, they are getting smaller, and they are putting out more power. And little by little, they're starting to get quieter as well. So they're doing really good. So each year they update these generators. They find a little magic to make them better.
We get a lot of questions about, we want a generator, what size should we get? And, of course, we know that's an open-ended response. But are you seeing that there's an average size that you're installing in a detached single-family homes, or is everyone as different as it could be?
We are selling primarily 12-kilowatt and 20-kilowatt generators. Those are the two that we primarily stock. Those are the best generators that – we are finding for homes. They offer the 10-year full warranty. So there is nothing that this warranty doesn't cover, and they're offering it on their 12s or 20s or 26s, which are going to be the most popular generators that most everybody is going to get in their home today. And they put out plenty of power. They're compact, and they look great on the side of your house, and with a little bit of shielding, You barely even know they're there, and they are primarily the two sizes we're selling, 12 and 20 kilowatt.
You've been listening to Mr. Paul Oliveri, owner of Lake Point Electric. The phone number is 877-777-WIRE, 877-777-9473. You can also reach them at mylakepointelectric.com. and also at theinsideoutsideguys.com. Paul, welcome to the family. We appreciate you. We look forward to working with you for years to come.
Thanks, Paul.
Thank you so much. Thanks, guys. Take care. Have a great
day. Appreciate it.
God bless, buddy. Take care.
Bye-bye. Want to remind everybody the holidays are coming up. You're going to wish you had that extra space below grade, what we call the basement, but the finished lower level to put everybody downstairs while you go upstairs and just kind of
relax.
Yeah.
And the company to make that lower level dry and beautiful is Basements Plus.
Welcome back, everybody. Appreciate you being with us. I want to remind you, between now and 10 a.m. tomorrow morning, if you really need us, insideoutsideguys.com, just send us an email. And we really will get back with you, even though we're not as fast always as we like to be. But we will be taking your calls tomorrow. We have one special person we're going to be talking to. Let's keep that a secret.
Okay.
Let's not tell anybody until tomorrow.
Okay. We'll do that.
All right.
A new team partner. That's fine.
Yeah. Exciting.
Taking your calls at 888-654-GUYS. Let's talk to Bob in Ellenton. Good morning, Bob. You're on with the guys.
Good morning. Got to say, I love your show. So
thank you, sir.
I've got a garage door that I had installed about 4 years ago, three, 4 years ago, and it worked fine initially. But then the little stoplight at the bottom quit working. I went, well, I can live without that. So now the last maybe year, when I go to close the door, it seems to automatically reverse and opens back up. And it usually takes multiple attempts before it'll finally close. I'm assuming that, you know, the ground has heaved or something's out of alignment. But, of course, I can't tell for sure. If I pull the emergency release rope, garage seems to come down okay. And the electric motor seems to work okay. But when I reconnect them, I have issues again. Again, it's not all the time, but frequently.
So, any ideas? Chuck, talking about a man that had a lot of issues yourself, can you help him out with this?
Yeah, my issues are psychological.
Different kind of issues, right?
No, you probably said it earlier. It's probably that those electric eyes are slightly out of adjustment. Try sometimes when you
it doesn't work at all.
Yeah. Yeah, and even spider webs can obscure those, and depending on the light, how it's hitting dew on a spider web can mess up those eyes. So periodically, I'll take a rag when I'm out in the garage and just wipe them. Yeah. I mean, it takes 2 seconds, literally.
It doesn't take much time to go out of alignment. The slightest little bump can knock them out of alignment.
Absolutely. They rarely fail. I'm trying to think if I've ever – I actually have kept a spare set of those, and I don't think I've ever used them over 20-some years. They just don't fail.
Right.
But I would have a guy come out and take a look at it. There are sensitivity adjustments on the motor – on the door closer, you know, it might just be a sensitivity adjustment there. Sometimes if you push the switch and hold it while it closes, you'll find that it's working perfect.
Close. If you hold it, then it'll close.
That's usually an indication that the sensitivity adjustment on the closer itself needs to be looked at. And it's an easy thing for someone that knows what they're doing.
Okay. Now, the light across the, you know, the floor, side used to be visibly red. It's completely dead now. So I'm assuming it died.
Well, you should have a couple of low-voltage cords. Yeah, but those low-voltage cords don't die that are connected to those.
The cell could, but then it shouldn't close at all.
Right, good point.
That should override because you don't have a continuous beam. So, again, the answer is to get a professional in there to look at it.
All right. Do you guys know anyone out in my area that might be willing to come take a look at it?
You know what? Pardon me. Where's Ellenson?
You know where Armada is?
Oh, sure. Oh, sure, sure. Yeah.
About 8 miles north of there.
There you go. Yes. Oxford Overhead Door is who we want you to call.
Okay.
Do you have a pen handy?
I do. Oxford Overhead.
Okay, 1 second. Chuck's finding the...
I've got it right here. Ken is so slow for a young man.
Hey.
The number is 248-628-4555. Good company.
Okay, I'll give him a call. I have one other quick question. I just need an opinion on if you have time. It's about a minor
opinion. Go ahead. Sure, go ahead.
So I had a new roof installed last year. Seems to be fine. One of the things they put in was the air intake, like on the roof itself, those little gap, like an air gap thing near the eaves. I'm not sure what they call it. It's like an air intake, I guess.
An intake valve, yeah.
So, and assuming everything is working properly, et cetera, except we had a really good rainstorm a couple months ago. And I looked out the window, and the water is just flowing over the gutter. I said, oh, crap, I guess the gutters are full of crap. And so I went up there, and I said, well, actually, the gutters are clean. So I'm wondering, is the water, because it was such a heavy rain, acting like a ski jump? And if so, how is that correctable, or is that like just a freak thing?
That should not be an issue. I mean, those are back off the lower edge of the roof far enough.
Oh, no, it's right at the very edge.
Very far.
Yeah, that's...
You're telling me they're literally at the extreme edge of the roof?
Yeah.
That shouldn't be that way. Those need to be... Usually those are at the underneath the eaves, obviously. Sometimes it's not possible, so they have that vent on the roof
They
itself.
Do, and there's a board. I mean, they can't put it at the very edge of the roof because there's no space underneath. There's actually framing underneath that. So if you're telling me that they are literally the leading edge of your roof, then chances are they're dysfunctional.
Hey, Bob, do us a favor. Send us some pictures at theinsideoutsideguys.com. Mention you talked to us on the air. Send us some pictures, and we'll give you our opinion.
Okay, I will.
Okay. For people out there right now going, I've tried to send the Inside Outside Guys pictures. Here's what's going to have to happen. You're going to send us an email. You will not be able to download a picture. That goes to anybody out there. When you ask us the question and we respond to you, we will give you our personal email addresses to send that picture back to us, okay?
Oh, okay. Good to know.
Thank you very much. Appreciate your call.
Thank you.
No problem. Hey, real quick, we got a couple minutes. I want to take time to say thank you to Paul Oliveri from Lake Point Electric for coming on today. He's going to be a great resource for us and all of our listeners on the east side for any of your electrical needs. Go to theinsideoutsideguys.com. You'll find him under electrical. Also, Tim Percossi from Pro Home Improvement. You know, we can't thank people like Tim, Paul, you name it, who are ethical and honest. And we know when you are one of our team partners, your main priority is to take care of the homeowner first. The very, very few times Chuck and I will get an email from a homeowner who's not happy for whatever listener, we will send that to the company, and they always, always take care of it.
Our people, we are blessed. You're right.
We are blessed.
And we're grateful for them and the work they do, because it isn't easy. We are in a high touch industry. In other words, people have to come to you, to your house, deal with you, look in the mirror, how easy are you to deal with?
Ask my wife.
And then perform something that has to function and look good and be solid and not need maintenance, right?
Absolutely.
That's a tough profession.
But the Inside Outside Guys are here for any and all of your housing needs anytime during the week at theinsideoutsideguys.com. Whether you need help building a whole new house or just some advice, go to theinsideoutsideguys.com. Click on Ask a Question. The question may be, who did you have on earlier? I didn't get their name. We'll always, always, always get back to you. Dave Rieger, thank you so much for sitting in today. We appreciate everything you do for us. Thank you to you, the listener. Once again, theinsideoutsideguys.com.
the Inside Outside Guys on Facebook.
Because
from the roof to the basement, the street to the back fence, if you need it, the Inside Outside Guys are here for you today and every day.
You sound like Yogi Bear doing that. Mm-hmm. Hey, everybody, thank you so much. Bye-bye.